Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Terrence DeFranco back on the show. Terrence has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. He's the CEO and president, co-founder of IOTA Communications, Internet of Things, IOTA Communications. And he's here to talk to us about that topic and others. Terrence, welcome back.
Good to be here, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Hey, Terrence, in my perspective on broadband connectivity, I've got a long tail in that way. I've been reporting on it now since the previous millennia. I've been very much involved in some connectivity projects, and I've determined that with what I know, you know, reporting with smart people like you on the show and other things that I've done, I'm convinced that America is kind of like an idyllic island, like a paradise island kind of thing. And we don't realize it, but there's a tsunami coming at us that we're not prepared for. And when it hits us, it could literally wash over us, and we could be way behind in our defenses of it. And that tsunami is a broadband demand that I think is going to hit us no later than 5 years, and grow in intensity over the next decade. And America is not ready for that. I know middle and last miles around the country are not ready for that. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. I would expand it. The only thing I'd say is I'd expand it beyond broadband, and it's just connectivity.
You're right. I actually did say connectivity earlier, but you're right. That's the word that I tried to use more than I should have. He's exactly right, folks. We should be using the word connectivity, because there are multiple legs to broadband. Is just one of those legs. Go ahead, Frank Terrence.
Yeah, so if you just, for example, when you start considering, first of all of what we as humans consume in terms of broadband, and it largely is broadband from individuals. And so I think it's easy to put it in that context, but when you start thinking about how we're looking for more connectivity, so when my coffee maker can tell me my coffee's ready, or my Nest thermostat, the things that are connected within the home, right? So those are consuming some of that connectivity, but there's the deluge that you're talking about that's coming isn't that there are going to be, you know, exponentially more people connecting to the internet. There's going to be more things connected to the internet. And so now it's a combination of broadband, narrowband, you know, really any kind of connectivity. Well, and it's happening.
Well, there was a time, Terrence, right, when you and I could say, well, you know, I could only be online. I could only be online when I'm awake, you know, or if I'm driving, I'm not online. But the truth is,
Right. Our
world around us, and I mean, when I say our world, I don't mean our national world. I mean our individual worlds around us. We're online all the time. I mean, our phones in our pockets are pulling in bandwidth.
Yeah.
As you said, our thermostats, our security systems, our refrigerators, our automobiles are demanding connectivity. But before we go to a break, we've got about a minute and a half. Tell the audience why you say that we should be saying connectivity instead of broadband. Differentiate for us.
So there are emerging technologies out there that accommodate the connectivity that requires only small bits of data to be transmitted. Mm-hmm. So a machine, you know, the thermostat, for example, mm-hmm. you know, what it communicates to the cloud if it's connected to the internet is very, very small compared to me streaming, you know, Netflix on my phone, right. for example. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so what's happening is to meet that demand, there are emerging technologies around just simply narrow band types of connectivity.
So are you talking about parallel connectivity? You're talking about parallel connectivity to the internet?
That's right. That's right. It's another method of being able to connect to the internet. It's just a new way, like a parallel
connectivity universe or dimension, right? Like a parallel connectivity dimension. And we're gonna get Terrence to talk to you some more about this, folks, after the break. This is what you need to be paying attention to. Your community needs to be focusing on these things, folks. Not just you and your business, but your community. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.